Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Veterans Unite podcast. I'm your host, Shad Turner, and this is Veterans Unite podcast. So welcome back. Tonight, I've got what I call my solo interview, my one-on-one interview with a gentleman from, he works with a group called Irreverent Warriors. I know if you're a veteran, a lot of you know of this group. They do a lot of things all across this country to try to help everybody out, try to help our brothers and sisters with what they've got going on. And so here in just a moment, I'll bring Andrew on, but I do want to bring up a couple little things real quick. Actually, the biggest thing I want to bring up is just every week I do this episode and I do a We Got Your Six at Six episode with the People's Patriot Project. That is always live streamed on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. And anybody's welcome to join. You know, just find us on Facebook at Veterans Unite Podcast, or find the People's Patriot Project at the People's Patriot Project on Facebook. And you can find our live stream once we go live. And at some point during the show, we open it up. So if you're in our backstage area that we affectionately call the foxhole, we can bring you out towards the end of the show and you can interact with our guests. So it's something kind of cool, something kind of neat that we do for people. But in the meantime, that's close to it. But if you notice on the bottom of the screen, if you're watching the live stream, you can see that we've also got something else going on. And that's our community. And if you want to be up to date with when we go live and you want to know about, you know, what guests we've got coming up or any special promotions that we're going to have in the future, you can easily find that out by joining our community by texting join to 713-929-2983. And that will enter you into our, let's call it a texting community. And basically, you'll get an automated reply that'll say, hey, please click this link and fill out your info. Everything after that is coming from me. So like going live tonight, I had a few technical things that I had to get done before we could do it. So I pushed the time back by 15 minutes and I shot a quick message out saying, hey, we had a slight delay. We're going live at this time. You know, join us on Facebook. So you would get that update if you joined the community. But anyways, now that is all out of the way, welcome. And we are going to bring Andrew. I'm hoping I say this correct, Andrew, because I forgot to ask you before we started. Andrew Farrier?
Far,
there you go.
Like it, far away.
There you go. So Andrew, how's it going, bud?
It's going really well. I'm a little tired. I had to mow a lot of lawns today, but I wanted to be here and I want to thank you very much for letting me be on your show.
Anytime. I'm happy you're here, man. I appreciate you reaching out and saying, hey, what's up? You know, so.
Hey,
so no problem. So I always like to start the beginning of the show with finding out a little bit about the guest. So tell us about yourself.
My name is Andrew Farr. I was born in Nashville, Tennessee, raised in New Hampshire. Went to high school in Massachusetts, college in Florida. Then I joined the Marine Corps. Did three tours, Karma in 05, Ramadi in 06. And then I was on a Navy ship in 2007. I'm a combat Marine, a Purple Heart recipient. And right now I'm I'm a regional coordinator for Irreverent Warriors for Tennessee. I'm in charge of four different hikes in the state of Tennessee: Memphis, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Nashville. And it's a lot of good work. I love Irreverent Warriors. I've been with them for 2 years, and they're a great organization. They help save my life.
Oh shit! So, if you don't mind me asking, how did they help save your life?
Well, it was kind of a thing, cause I'm a recovering alcoholic. In order for me to get the Nashville hike, which I coordinated last year, I had to be at least 6 months sober. So I drank for a long time, And I went to AA. I went to Veterans Treatment Court. I graduated, and they saw the potential in me. I got a city. We had about 225 veterans last year marching around Nashville in our silkies and our boots and packs. And it was awesome. It was probably one, I don't know if you've ever been to a hike, but it's probably one of the best experiences that I've ever had in my entire life.
Now, and, I want to stop you for half a second. For those people that don't know what a Silkies hike is or what Silkies are, could you explain that to them?
Silkies are PT shorts, and they hike up real high on the leg. And we used to wear them way back in the day, but our officers, our higher-ups, didn't like that, and so they banned them. But we actually wear them as a part of the reverend, because a reverend is not actually giving a shit, not care about the status quo. And that's, you know, and the mission statement of Reverend Warriors, we bring veterans together using humor and camaraderie to improve mental health and prevent veteran suicide. And I think it's a perfect combination, because their podcast and Reverend Warriors, we're trying to bring people together. We're trying to unite people in a common bond and a common mentality, trying to help each other, having the six to our brothers left, to the left and the right of us, and our sisters too.
Very good. And so yeah, if folks, if you ever want to watch a bunch of basically half naked people go hiking around, you got to check it out. It's a sight to see if you've never been in the military before, and watching all these people do that. I unfortunately am not in the shape to be wearing those, so I would wear
shorts. Oh, neither am I, Chad. Neither am I. Hell no.
But I will say this: because
I do it because I love my brothers. I love the Reverend Warriors. Cindy Fierro McNally is the president, and she has done some really, really good things in the past 2 years since she's taken over. She is our mama. She is basically a mother to about 60,000 veterans. Everybody calls her mama. She has an amazing story. I definitely want to get you in touch with her, because I think she would be great on this show.
Awesome. So now, before we started talking, you, if you don't mind talking about this, you had said that you ended up in Honduras for a while. Do you mind talking about why you were there?
No, well, I got really drunk one night, and I had an idea. I was like, well, the median income for a Utillan, which is an island in Honduras, it's about 2 hours north of the mainland. The median income for them is like $250, you know, a month. And I was like, I have a disability. I make like times that. I could live there forever. So I went there, and in 2 weeks I ran out of money because I drank so much. Then I had to come back home. My mom told me, was like, yeah, you gotta come back home. I did. And then I started going to AA. And I did that for about a year and a half. And then I fell off the wagon again, got my second DUI, went to Veterans Court, Treatment Court, graduated. Now I'm a quartermaster for my VFW post. I'm quartermaster for my District 5 in Tennessee. I'm the senior vice commandant for my Marine Corps League. I'm the regional coordinator for Forever Warriors. I'm part of three different nonprofits as a board member. Life, I'm married. I bought a house. My credit score went from 430.
And just like that, we unfortunately lost him, but he's coming back in. So bear with us, folks. These things happen sometimes on live shows. Let's see here. Let's give him a few moments. But the reason I asked him about how... Yep, we are here.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, it looks like Chad is not with us anymore. I think his computer had a little bit of a hiccup.
Well, so, in that case, that means one of us dropped out. I'm not sure who.
I'm just going to run this on my own, I guess. If you are interested in being an Irreverent Warrior and be a veteran active duty or reserves, go to www.irreverentwarriors.com and find a city. We have 60 cities all over the country. Next year, we're going to have more cities. Find a city, register for the on the event, go to a hike, have some fun, join the.
And just like that, we keep dropping in and out. So unfortunately, someone has a really bad connection. I'm hoping that this will clear up momentarily.
This is a tribe. We're in a tribe before. This is a way to unite us and bring us all together because we all served. Hey, Shannon's back. All right. How you doing, man?
Yes. Pretty good. Actually, you pop back in momentarily and then you pop back out. So I'm not sure if it's me that's dropping out, you that's dropping out, or who knows, maybe StreamYard is jacked up somewhere in the middle.
For like 5 minutes. So I don't know if people got that.
Since I'm not even sure what you just said, I'm going to guess they didn't. I know you started talking about all the different positions, if you will, that you're holding right now. And as I was telling people before we cut in and out, that was one of the reasons why I specifically asked you about that time in Honduras, because I wanted to point out that even if you do currently have problems with alcohol, drugs, or whatever your other issues are, there is a way to come back from it and you can start doing something incredible.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, if you have an addiction, yes, it sucks. But you know what? The addiction does not tell you who you are. You can overcome it, like myself. You're going to need help. You need a support system. You need people to ask for help. It's not bad to ask for help. It took me a long time to ask for help. And, you know, I love asking for help. Like, if I don't know an answer.
And there we go. Andrew just popped back out again. So as he's saying, you know, there's plenty of things that you can do to get help. There's plenty of resources available out there. I'm thinking he's about to pop back in again. Let me re-add him to our stream.
Sorry, man. I don't know what's going on. I usually have a really good signal here.
Not a problem. It happens. It happens. So let's continue on with where we're at. And so essentially, we covered that there's lots of possibilities, even though you've got issues, let's say. You can get the help. You can get cleaned up. And then the world is wide open to you at that point.
It's your oyster. I mean, I don't think about drinking. I mean, sometimes I do, but I'm so busy during the day, it kind of curbs that. And I'm on some medication too, that helps with the craving, but you know, I've never been happier in my entire life. Like right at this moment.
That's awesome. So let's go with what does Irreverent Warriors have coming up?
Well, Irreverent Warriors, tomorrow night we have a huge concert, 10 artists playing for free, at the Boondocks it's a bar in Columbia, Tennessee. It's all proceeds, and the auction all that money goes to the Nashville hike, which it will be on Saturday. Awesome. This is our second hike, for Nashville, and we're expecting about 250 veterans, a little bit more than last year. So, the coordinator, Zach Jenkins, excuse me, he's been working really, really hard. I don't really have to teach him too much stuff. He is a natural born leader and a fellow Marine. So I'm very proud of Zach. And if he's listening to this, Zach, I'll see you at Separate Sliders tomorrow.
Awesome. Now, as we had mentioned in the beginning, your group or the group is nationwide. I mean,
nationwide.
Is there any state that y'all don't have a chapter in?
There are a couple. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. Montana, New Mexico, and there are a couple others. I mean, we have 60 cities, but we have Hawaii next year. We have Puerto Rico next year in San Juan. We keep on getting more cities. But see, that's the thing. If you go on www.revelwarriors.com and you don't have a hike and you don't see your city in your hike, you can go and you can email our president and you can try and put, and you can be a coordinator for your own city. And basically you'll be doing and bringing veterans together just by doing that hike. I mean, the coordinator position is a very, very complex position, a lot of moving parts, but it's worthwhile, and you get a lot out of it after it's done. I swear.
Awesome. Now, before we started, you'd asked me if I had signed up with any of y'all's hikes before, because in October, there's a hike coming up in the Houston area.
October 3rd. Yes.
Okay. And do you know any of the details on that one?
I know the coordinator, I think is Mark Metzger. And I don't know the specific details, but I hear Houston, October 3rd is a big day for Revit Warriors. We're doing Silkies Across America. There are five hikes on that day: Virginia Beach, Memphis, Chicago, Houston, and Oceanside, California. There's going to be over 2,000 hikers on that day. It's going to be huge. It's awesome. But sign up for a hike in Houston. You're going to have a good time. I'm going to the San Antonio hike over the Austin Round Rock. I can't go to Houston because I have to be in Memphis because I'm the regional for that city. But if I didn't have to do that, I would definitely be in Houston, because I've never been to Houston before. So it would be cool. Uh-huh. I'd love to go.
Awesome. So how many of these things do you try to get to outside of Tennessee every year?
I did Fort Lauderdale this year. I did Indianapolis, Wilmington, Jacksonville. I just did last weekend. We had Nashville this weekend. I have Savannah next weekend, Memphis the weekend after that, or October 3rd, Manassas. I probably do about 18 to 19 hikes a year. It's so worth it, man. It's awesome seeing all these guys together. It's like mini reunions every single weekend. You get to see these awesome people every single weekend. It's awesome. I love it.
Right on. Well, I'm going to have to check one out. And since you got the one coming up in October, I'll see what I can do about that one.
You can bring your wife. She can volunteer and she can help out with the hike and pass out water. Unfortunately, she can't hike with you because the hike is only for veterans, active duty, and reservists, because, well, the best support for a veteran is another veteran. And I know you've probably heard that a million times, but it's true. And it's these hikes, they bring out the stories. They bring out the humor. They bring out the times we used to have back in the day at the barracks or on ship or deployed or whatever. And the only way we can actually be ourselves is if we're around other like people like ourselves, other veterans. Excuse me.
That is actually a very good point. And I'm glad you mentioned it, because that was in the back of my head. I was going to ask about it, but I'm glad you brought that up. So yes, if you want to hike, you have to be a veteran. But like you said, you know, if your family members want to join, they can sign up to help with all the other needs of the organization.
You can hand out water, you can hand out food, you can cheer us on. Usually we have like VFW tables there, Marine Corps League. A lot of these other VSOs, we try and get in touch with them, and they, you know, we try and unite them too, because we want all walks of life, like all conflicts, Vietnam, Korea, World War II. I remember I was in a Nebraska hike last year, and we had this third recon Marine, Vietnam dude. I'm not going to tell you his name because I'm not going to call him out. But he was awesome. He made 8 miles. He tried his damnedest. He had bad knees, but you know what? He still made it 8 miles and got in the safety vehicle and made it back to the party afterwards. So it brings out all the best people that I've seen so far.
Awesome. Now I am on y'all's website right now, and you have a fair amount of apparel.
Oh, good. Oh yeah, we have a store. You can get silkies, you can get shirts, you can get tumblers, you can get stickers, you can get anything you want on that. I mean, anything related to the hike stuff. But you know, everything with the Reverend Warriors on it. It's a great store. Definitely check it out.
Awesome. I'm looking at the donkey silkies. I gotta say that's a pretty sweet pair of silkies right there.
Yeah, I got a pair of donkey silkies in black. They're awesome. They feel great.
Oh, so you can get them in other colors.
You can get them in black, green.
Okay, I was actually looking at the USA Freedom one.
Oh, I got a pair of those too. Those are awesome. They're a little tight, but they're good.
Gotcha. So folks, if you're wanting to see what we're talking about, especially if you're watching this live on Facebook right now, head on over, open up a new web browser and go over to irreverentwarriors.com, and you can see all the stuff they've got. If you click the little, let me see, I'm going to go back to the main page here. And I believe there's a little, actually there's not even a drop down menu. It's just all right there on the main page. I wanted to say, somehow I got
it's very easy.
I'm stuck in the
very
top
easy.
Page, but yeah. So it's go check
Barney
it out, guys.
Style for us Marines.
And it's pretty cool, man. I got to say, I like it. I like what I'm seeing here. But also from their page, you can go and check out, you know, who they are, what they're about. You can donate if you just want to donate. And so definitely go check that out. And on the website, is there a link to all of the events you've got coming up as well?
Hikes.
Yeah.
Actually, go to Nashville. Go down to Nashville.
Let's see. I'm gonna give me half a second here.
Yep. No, take your time.
Back up. And so now I forget if you had mentioned this or not, but how long have you been with the group?
2 years.
Okay.
My first hike was in Savannah, Georgia, 2 years ago. Excuse me. And I've been hooked ever since.
Gotcha. All right. So I figured out what I did. If you go to their Facebook page, just search Irreverent Warriors, go to their Facebook page, and there's a link that'll take you to their website. When you click on that, it brings you to their main page. And if you scroll down, you can see all the events that they've got going on. And it is quite the collection of events, I must say.
It's a lot, and, man. I'd love to do all of them, but I don't have that much money.
I hear you there, man. So if you hit the little, I call it the hamburger selector. I don't know, the three little lines that are off on the right side. You can pull that down. And like I said, you can see events, donate, shop, and then about. So check it out, guys. Do you have any big mission plans coming up? I mean, I know you got your events, but is there some big goal that you're trying to reach or something you've got in the works for the future?
Yeah, well, we want to try and prevent as much suicide. Actually, I have some sad news. We lost a brother today. I don't know too much about it. I did know him. Mm-hmm. I'm very upset. He was a very good guy, and I just found out today. I don't even know the whole details of it, but we're trying to prevent suicide. I've had six guys that I served with kill themselves. My dad actually, if he was in the Navy, Lieutenant Commander Woodby Island, he took his own life in 2004 when I was in boot camp. Actually, second month of boot camp, and that was my first experience with suicide. And Irreverent Warriors, we're trying to prevent. We're trying to bring people together so we don't do this anymore. I mean, 22 is too many. One is too many. We need to stop this. We need to, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I'm trying my damnedest, to help out this organization, and they are doing it. And just sometimes, you can't, I want to help everybody, but sometimes, sometimes people need to ask for help,
Yes.
and call someone and check on people. I get people calling me all the time, checking on me. If I had the time, I would call everybody. I used to, before I did a Reverend Warriors, I used to call everybody all the time. But now my time is, coordinating cities and talking with city planners and event planners and this and this and this. And but we need to stop this. I mean, I'm very upset at what happened. And my prayers go out to the family and the friends of this fallen soldier, fallen Marine. And I'm just beside myself with grief right now. Sorry.
No, it's one of those things. It's got to be put out there, you know. Sometimes people think, oh, well, you know, it's just a statistic, you know, those aren't real numbers.
No,
And no, they are real numbers.
they're
It
very real.
happens every day. And groups like Irreverent Warriors, the group that I work with on the weekend for the weekend show, People's Patriot Project, and tons of other ones out there are there because we're trying to help stop this number. We're trying to help save, even if we only save one life, it's still a life that was
It's still
saved.
a life we saved. That's right.
And so one, if you're a veteran and you're having an issue, don't be afraid to reach out. It's not a weakness. If anything, it takes a lot more strength to reach out than it does to do the other.
It
So
does. I guarantee you. And guys, if you guys are watching this, I'm also a peer certified resource specialist, 615-490-5715. If you have any problems, please give me a call. I do not mind. Unless I'm in a sleeping or in an AA meeting, I will pick up. I'll always be a sounding board for anybody. I hope you can give my number out. I don't mind if you give my number out, Chad. So
all right. What was the number one more time?
it's 615-490-5715.
So there you go,
And
folks.
you can
If
reach me
it.
at Andrew. Oh, sorry. And you can reach me at
Oh, not too bad.
andrew@irreverentwarriors.com. I'm always, I will always answer, unless I'm, like I said, if I'm sleeping or I'm having family time with my wife, or I'm in an AA meeting. So,
Gotcha. And Andrew is just one of many, many sources out there for people. If you need
yeah.
help, reach out. Don't be afraid. Just do it.
We have the suicide hotline, we have the VA, we have VSOs, we have all the, we have the veteran service officers, plus we have DAV, AMVETS, Marine Corps League. We have all these sources that we can call and utilize them, use them, call them, be like, hey, I'm feeling down today. I need to talk to someone.
Absolutely. Now I do want to shift gears just a little bit because I know I was checking out your profile and you also do something else, don't you? You've got another little business that you're running.
Oh, yes. I'm recently the chief financial officer for a company, veteran-owned company called Heroes Custom Cup Company. We make souvenir custom cups, and we do for any occasion, bar mitzvahs, weddings, reunions. IW, actually, Irreverent Warriors, has just agreed to use as a fundraising tool our Heroes Cups in every single city. And
Damn.
they're gonna be talking about that tonight on their Leadership Live, which I'm missing because I'm on the show, but I can replay it. It's okay. But if you need, if you we our website actually is gonna drop probably October 1st. We have a really cool website that's being created, but we are on Facebook. You can send me a message or the founder, which is Travis McVeigh, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he is also the founder of Heroes Vodka. And I know you've heard of it. Have you had it?
I've heard of it, but not had it.
You need to try it because every bottle, 10% of every bottle goes to a nonprofit. Now, Travis is my boss, but he's also a fellow Marine, and he's kind of got an interesting story, too. He guarded the president, George H. Bush, from 89 to 91. He was on the Camp David detail. He's an awesome guy. He's teaching me a lot about business. I do have an MBA, but I haven't used it since 2010. So he's actually teaching me a lot about, you know, I know how to do a profit and loss report, but he's actually teaching me the ins and outs of business. And it's been a while since I've actually been to a class. So it's a life experience for me too. So.
Awesome. All right. Very good. So I do want to be respectful of your time. We both have family things going on, and but I do want to make sure that we get all your social media stuff out there. So if you would, one more time, whatever social media links you want to share, could you go ahead and put that back out again?
Yeah, sure. Irreverentwarriors.com. If you want to find where every single city, I think, has an Instagram account, just type in IW dot whatever city it is. You should find any Instagram, like for Knoxville, for LA, for Athens, Georgia, for, there's 5 hikes in North Carolina. You can find Instagrams on all of them. We have, what else do we have? Instagram, Facebook. I have a LinkedIn profile, but I don't think a Irreverent Warriors uses too much of that. Mm-hmm. We should, but that's probably coming later. I think I have a Twitter account for Irreverent Warriors. I don't know. I mean, so just type in Irreverent Warriors and you'll find a link to something that's exactly. Irreverent Warriors.
Exactly. All right. And one more time, what do you got there for Heroes Custom Cups? Or what you said that was going to officially launch in October?
October 1st will be the official launch of the website, but we're on Facebook, Heroes okay. Custom Cup Company, LLC. You can, we have message boards and stuff like that. So you can send us a message. If you want to order a cup, you can send pictures, preferably PNGs, AIs or vectors to heroescustomcupcompany@gmail.com, or you can write me at CFO heroescustomcupcompany@gmail.com. And we can work with any image. We have a great designer. Everybody in the company is a veteran. The president, Marine, I'm a Marine. The designer is a great girl. We just picked her up. Her name's Kala. She is an Army soldier. Sorry. And she's out of Memphis, but she's a great designer and she's done some really, really good stuff for us.
Awesome. All right. And I do have one last question that I want to ask you before we play our song to close out the show.
That's you. Go ahead.
And it's this. Is there a question I haven't asked you, but should have? Is there something else you want to share, something you want to get out that I just haven't brought up yet?
Let's see. We talked about that. I don't know, man. I think you've been very thorough. I think you've answered. I mean, you've asked a lot of questions, and I think you've been spot on with the questions. I don't think there's a topic I haven't talked about tonight.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that.
No, you did a good job.
Cool. Very good. Well, Andrew, I appreciate you coming on, spending time with us tonight. Folks, if you're watching this on Facebook, again, don't forget, follow, because I share this out to as many places as I can. And if I did share it to a group and you guys are getting pissed about me sharing it to your site all the time, let me know. I'll stop doing it. But until then, every time I've got a live show, I'm going to share it out. So if you're watching this on one of those places and you want to know more about what we've got going on, remember, head over to Veterans Unite Podcast on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm Vets Unite. I don't have a website going yet. I've got too many other things. I got too many pokers in the fryer to
hey, Chad, I have a website designer at my disposal if you need one.
I will keep that in mind.
He's very good. He did awesome. I mean, the preview of our Heroes Custom Cup Company website is amazing. This guy worked for CMT. This guy's a music guy, but he's wicked smart, and he has done some really fantastic work.
Well, I like what you just said about he's a music guy, because one of the things I do on this show is, in addition to interviewing people like yourself, I do also interview a lot of veteran musicians. Like next week's interview episode, I actually recorded last week, but I've got a guy that he's basically been drinking since he was 14, went in, became an Army Ranger, and music literally saved his life. Cause one night he's sitting there, he's got a guitar in one hand and his 45 in the other. And he tells himself, you know, I'm going to play one last song. And he played that song and he was not happy with the way the song came out. So he played it again, still not happy about it. So he kept playing it until he literally passed out. And the next morning he woke up, he's like, fuck, man, this isn't me. I got to do something different. So he poured out the vodka, called his buddy, and the rest is history.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I've interviewed another lady. She was an Army MP, and she went the whole pills route through the VA, but she knew that wasn't happening. It wasn't going to work with her life. And she dove into music, and now she's pill free thanks to music. And there's
music music is very powerful. It helps soothe the soul.
It does. It does. And I mean, there's music, there's art, there's literature, all kinds of outlets that can help our heroes out there. So that's where I'm diving into, basically.
So, yeah, I love it, man. Chad, you're doing a hell of a job, man. Thank you so much for this. It was a great opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, thank you for coming on, folks. Check out Andrew. Check out everything he's got going on. I'll have all his links in the show notes, so be sure to check that out. Don't forget to sign up with our texting service if you want to stay up to date with everything we've got going on. These days, honestly, texts don't cost anything, but it is 713-929-2983. Just text JOIN and you're in. Outside of that, that's going to do it for tonight. I'm going to close out the show tonight with a song by Soldier Hard. He's one of my favorite artists just because he was the first musician I interviewed. And man, he was awesome. He is great. And so tonight we're going to listen to a song, Dear PTSD by Soldier Hard. Here it is. Folks, thanks for joining, and I'll see y'all next time.
Thanks, Chad. Bye, guys.
Man, you get started already, man. Can I get everybody's attention, please?
Finally.
We're going to go ahead and get started here. Now, last week, we talked about writing a letter to someone who might have caused you pain in your life. Now, does anybody want to go ahead and go first?
Yeah, I got this.
Dear PTSD, it's about time that I let you know that every day that goes by, I want to let you go. You stay with me even though I don't want you here. I just want to tell you so it's crystal clear. I don't want you there. It's not you I fear. I see you when I see myself in the mirror. You told my life all apart since the very start. You made me be all alone, broken in the dark. A broken heart, yeah, you made me my own self. I'm walking on my lonesome, searching for some help. But there's no help. Look what you did to me. Talk to the hand, yeah, get away from me. You changed me for the worst, shame on you. You made me feel bad for things that I did do. And what I've been through, look what I turned to. Dear PTSD, yeah, I hate you. I'm writing you this letter just to let you know. This moment in time, I gotta let you go. I really don't want you around anymore. I'm crossing you out like tic-tac-toe. I'm writing you this letter just to let you know. This moment in time, I gotta let you go. I really don't want you around anymore. I'm crossing you out like tic-tac-toe.
to explain. Now I ain't been the same since the day, yeah, you showed up the moment that you came. You always put the blame, and my friend said I changed. Yeah, my life was going straight, but with you it's rearranged. You told me it was my fault, you made me feel guilty. You had me down and out, yeah, you made me feel empty. Bad when I fail, but refused to pick me up. Yeah, you love when I'm down and my ass saying give up. How you feel good knowing that you evil? Suicide rates high, yeah, you killing off my people. Time to go, cause I really don't need you. Gotta make you transparent so I don't see you. I'm looking past you, yeah, I ignore you. I treat you like the dead, but I won't mourn you. Yeah, I gotta be like I used to. Like the devil, I must rebuke you. I'm writing you this letter just to let you know, this moment in time, I gotta let you go. I really don't want you around anymore. I'm crossing you out like tic-tac-toe. I'm writing you this letter just to let you know, this moment in time, I gotta let you go. I really don't want you around anymore. I'm crossing you out like tic-tac-toe. Yeah, it's about time to get my life in order. I'm leaving you like illegals crossing borders. Leaving you like bad men's get divorces. I'm at the time in my life, did you hear the chorus? Did you listen good when I said leave me be? PTSD, get the hell away from me. Cause you held me down, didn't even let me sleep. Didn't even let me breathe, didn't let me live in peace. I'ma be okay, yeah, like I'm supposed to be. I'ma beat you like I beat the enemy. You ain't a kin to me, yeah, you ain't a friend of me. Middle fingers up to silly, your sign, Sergeant B. I'm writing you this letter just to let you know, this moment in time, I gotta let you go. I really don't want you around anymore. I'm crossing you out like tic-tac-toe. I'm writing you this letter just to let you know, this moment in time, I gotta let you go. I really don't want you around anymore. I'm crossing you out like tic-tac-toe.